Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today we're continuing the second part of our interview with Chris Kalau, who is our CEF Camp Director at Camp GNU. So, Chris, great to have you back on the program
again.
It
feels like I haven't even left.
I don't think you have. Shh, you're not supposed to tell our listening audience that, but that's okay. Well, you know, last week we were talking about the summer ministry and what happened out at summertime and what God did. And wow, you guys had a full, over 400 campers?
Yes, it was a lot.
And like 65 children that came to put their trust in Christ. That is wonderful. But a lot of people, I think, they may think that Camp GNU News is just a summer thing, and that's not correct, is it? It's beyond summer.
Yeah. We go throughout the year. Fall is one of our busiest seasons probably with the things that we do in the fall. And then we always have winter stuff and spring stuff too. So we keep pretty busy.
Oh, well, I don't know when you rest and I'm not know if I want to go there. But share with us what's going on or some of the upcoming events at camp, especially this fall.
Yeah. So we have some big things that we do. We have a lot of groups that do come out and rent the campground. And so these are the kind of the things that we do and that we host at camp. So I know like here in September on the 22nd, we have what we call Discovery Day, and so it's an outdoor ed day. You get to come and learn about God's creation. It just costs $10. It's for ages 7 to 13, and they just kind of get to come out and really see and learn and kind of do a lot of our outdoor ed program. For the older kids, we do something we call Survivor Camp, so it's an overnight on September 28th and 29th. We stay overnight in the woods, so we get the tents out and we stay out in the woods. We cook outside. Everything is outside, all of our games. We build shelters. We learn how to start fires and build fires.
So you kick them out in the woods and you say, bye, I'll see you in a couple days.
We're with them. We're with them and having fun and doing stuff like that. But it's very much, it's can you survive in the woods? You know, we tie the fun. But it's for ages 11 to 15, so it's for the older kids. Mm-hmm. Cost is $40 for that, for the overnight. October 4th, it doesn't seem too far away, but October is coming up fast. We're doing a fundraiser for camp to help raise some funds for some different activities and scholarships and programs that we have. And so we're doing a trivia night. And so we're going to have that out at camp, and it is a family event. You will, in fact, probably want your children to be with you as part of your table because there's going to be questions that they would probably know the answer to that most adults may not know. And the cost is $100 per table, and so you pay for the whole table. You can have as little as four people at a table or as most as eight.
Okay.
And then there's a grand prize of $200. So at the end, your table wins that $200. But we do need people to register their team ahead of time. So we have to know if we're going to be able to do that. So people need to register ahead of time by going to our website and clicking on the Trivia Night event. And
we actually played, so I got a chance to do that one time, and it is fun.
It is fun.
I've always heard about these. Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about it, and there's someone else that did it too up in the Quad Cities, but I'm like, wow, this is really fun.
Yeah, they're exciting, and you see how much you don't know. It's kind of hard sometimes.
I just wish there would be more Bible questions. I would do better.
Yeah, well, this one will have that, actually.
Oh, there's
some of that
in
this one. Yeah, so it's all different questions than the one you did, so you can sign up and come to this one.
Okay.
So there's no cheating. We don't have any repeat questions. We also have, so the Trivia Night is that Thursday, and then that following Sunday on October 7th, we do what we call Family Camp. Mm-hmm. And it is, families can come out and have a Sunday afternoon picnic. You bring your own food. We have several families that come and do this. And then we try and get as many staff as we can to come and help us so we have as many activities going at once. And so the parents can come around and do the nature center and do the zip line and things like that.
Oh, okay. You have that open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we try and have as much open as possible. So it all just depends on how many staff we can get. And it's only $5 a person, or if you have a large family like we do, it's only $20 for total for your whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a very cheap, fun way to kind of see camp and enjoy it. So
I love the father-son stuff and the mother-daughter, but in the fall, you just do the father-son, like weekend things, don't you?
Yeah, so that's October 12th and 13th. It's called Raising a Modern Day Knight. The father-son's in the fall, mother-daughter's around Mother's Day weekend in spring.
Okay, yeah.
And so we always have new stuff every year. In fact, I just saw online, and I'm trying to figure out how to build it myself, but building some potato cannons, and we're going to launch some potatoes at the father-son event, so that'll be fun. The boys are ages 7 to 13, and then we don't ask the fathers what their ages are. We're really excited this year. We actually have a grandfather, father, and then grandson all coming as a group. And so that'll be
wonderful.
Exciting. Yeah, so that's neat. But it's $75 per group there for the father-son group, and then any additional sons is just $15.
Now, this isn't just for them just to come out and just hang out with their sons. I mean, they're doing that too, but there's also like a spiritual component with this as well that's very intentional, isn't it?
Oh, there is. Yep. So we, Mr. Rod, our wilderness camp director, will take all the dads, and he does lessons and kind of classes and roundtable discussions on how to be a strategic dad and how to be a strategic husband. And then I have the boys, and we're talking discipleship and different things like that. And then they also together work through a lot. So we'll have classes kind of separate, but then activities and fun time are together.
Mm.
And so they get to do all that.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we have field trips and outdoor ed that come out all the time. And so since I used to be a teacher, I know how hard it is sometimes to find a really good field trip or things like that. And so we create it all. You tell us what your class might be interested in or what you're currently learning, and then we'll create a schedule around that. And we only charge $5 a student. And then for every 5 students, you get a free chaperone.
Mm.
And so it's a very cheap field trip for schools, something they can afford, and then come out and get to do some pretty cool stuff at camp.
Oh, absolutely. I think if I was a school, I'd love to come out. Well, to tell us more about your outdoor education program, because I know you're very passionate about it. And it's not just, you know, showing them all these different things out at camp, but you're doing this for a purpose, too, to point them to the Creator. But how do you do that with schools and stuff?
So, well, we tell the schools up front, this is who we are, this is what we do, so they know ahead
of time. We're talking about public schools, not just Christian schools,
public schools,
or parochial schools,
yeah.
but we're talking about also public schools, too.
We get a lot of different groups out there, and so, but we let them know ahead of time that, you know, we are a Christian organization, and that is our goal, is to reach boys and girls with Jesus. And so all of our outdoor ed stuff is actually on our website, iheartcamp.org, and then it's /OE for outdoor ed.
Okay.
But we offer tons of different things. So we do archery. If you're learning archery, you might be interested in that. You know, we talk about how to shoot with compound bows. We have indoor-outdoor archery. We have something called aerial archery, where you shoot a target out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Archery dodge, where you play dodgeball with our specially made foam-tipped bows and arrows.
Foam-tip is the operative word. So, yeah, that's important.
And then we're even going to be making our own bows and arrows out of making kind of our own recurve bows. So learning the process that goes into that. Clay creation. So we actually hike down to our creek. We get there. We have a lot of clay in our creek and different things like that. And so we'll come back and create a masterpiece out of that. So that's not a whole day thing. That's kind of a one little hour class type thing.
Okay.
We do creek walks where we get muddy and wet and disgusting in the creek. We catch critters down there. We learn about the creek. We'll even collect water and bring it back and look under a microscope.
And schools are okay with the kids getting all muddy?
As long as, usually it's the bus drivers that get mad at me.
Okay.
But we always tell, you know, if it's something they want to do, they know ahead of time to bring a change of clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The critter connection is always a very popular one.
How many animals do you have now?
You know, I'm not sure what the current number
no?
is. There's
okay.
a lot. And so
I thought it was 80 something.
I think we're at 89 or 90 right
wow.
now.
Wow.
We have a lot.
And you keep getting them.
We do. If we see a neat one, something interesting, a lot of them are donated to us. And so people will call us and say, hey, I have an animal that, you know, it's friendly because that's our biggest thing. We want the kids to be able to touch and learn about it. And so it has to be friendly.
So what are some of the favorite animals that kids like out there at camp?
Well, everyone loves the skunk. Stinkerbell's everyone's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Our ferret, we have a brand new ferret. He's out there and he's pretty cool, very friendly to learn about. We have axolotls, which are neat. They're kind of a water salamander that's interesting. Not a lot of people like snakes, but Biscuit, our snake, is a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And even it took me a while, but he gets to hang out. We even have a leech right now, and obviously we don't let the kids hold that.
Right.
Or the piranhas or things like that. But the cute, soft ones like our chinchilla and the degus and stuff, the kids get to hold and see and learn about. And so
I held the raccoon very shortly.
Yeah.
We won't say what happened, but I'm glad you don't have him anymore.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, you have so many other things. What are some other things you have for outdoor ed?
Yeah, so we do something we call Get Lost, and it's just orienteering and compass. We have a treasure trail, and then we also have a scavenger hunt. So you find different things in the woods, like our random giant life-size hammerhead shark we have hanging in the trees and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do a mad scientist outdoor ed program. You learn about just cool science, like making oobleck or elephant toothpaste or creating air cannons. And along with that, we tie in our escape room and being a part of that with the mad scientist.
We have a nature art program where we're just coming out and using nature to create some neat things with the leaves and the grass and stuff that's out in nature. We have a nocturnal program. In fact, I have a school coming in a couple weeks doing that, where they stay overnight and they do the stargazing and they see the animal center at night when all the nocturnal animals are awake, doing a night hike, and we even do glow-in-the-dark zip line. And so zip lining in the dark. We have a tree program where you hike the tree trail, identify trees, and you make you learn about tree cookies, which is slices of trees. So you learn about how trees age and different things like that. And then you get to create your own life story using your own tree cookie and kind of making your own. We have a program we call Rocks and Rockets. We have about over 100 rocks and minerals and fossils that you get to learn about. And because it's not always the most exciting thing, we're also making water rockets during that time that we launch. They shoot about 200 feet in the air. They go about 60 miles an hour. I know you made one.
They're fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a great stress relief. Just pull that.
pull and let it shoot off.
There you go.
We have a class we call Sunday Fun Day. So it's all about the sun. And we do the solar prints, where we use special paper that the sun prints on to create prints. We have a solar balloon. It's about, I think it's like 20-ish feet long, that launches up into the air. We do a solar system hike where you scale down the planets and you can hike them. And then, of course, our brand new human sundial is part of that. We do a survivor program where you build a shelter, you start a fire without matches, you learn life-saving.
Yeah,
life-saving knots, and you make your own rope, just kind of how to survive in the wild. There's always hiking out at camp, and then our team building program as well. In fact, we currently have 14 different initiatives, and we're adding a bunch more this week and next week and creating some new team building stuff. We have a class we call Up Close and Personal, where we give out handheld microscopes to everyone, and they kind of get to walk around camp and see some different things and then collect stuff to bring back and put under a high-powered USB microscope and see really close. And then our Extreme Adventures class is always a popular one, too, the zip line, the crate stacking, the Zorbs. Lots of crazy classes, and we're always coming up with more.
So camp is not just camp.
No, it is not.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. So why do you do all this stuff? I mean, why, obviously you're so passionate about it, but why do you love what you do?
It's a blast. It's fun. It's exciting. But it's to tell boys and girls about Jesus and to tell them and share that. When we do all the stuff, we talk about our great Creator and how He created this and how He created them and how He loves them. And so even our Hike the Planet class, they go, when they get to planet Earth, it's on the one-way sign at camp. Mm. And we talk about how only Earth has humans on it, and there is only one way to heaven. Mm. And we share that with the boys and girls that come out and learn. So
I think you do all this stuff because you love this stuff, too.
I do. I love doing it. So.
Otherwise, you might get bored.
Yeah, I have something all the time.
Well, you know, you are doing a super job, and I know you have super energy and super strength, but you know what? You're not Superman. No. Only Jesus has unlimited strength. But you know what? How can we pray for you specifically? Because you have all this stuff going on. I mean, how do you keep everything going, but at the same time making sure, you know, your walk with the Lord and your family? How can we specifically pray for you?
Definitely. I always pray for us. Prayer for our staff, that we do stay close to God, that we do our daily devotions. We're at church on Sundays, and we keep close to God even through all the busyness of camp. As well, just praying for more staff, praying for more people to come on and help, praying for the funds to support those people so they can be a part of this, and then praying for that God sends the right children out that have open hearts, that want to learn and want to know Him. So,
and also, you're willing to go to churches and to share about the ministry of Camp Good News as well. Well, Chris, thanks again for being here today, and just for all the things that you're sharing. And again, I just want to thank you for just all that you do and putting your heart and soul into reaching boys and girls for Christ. And thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generation. Again, I just encourage you to go to iheartcamp.org and learn all about the different ministries of Camp Good News. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.